This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
100 years ago, right? I just wonder what it looks like 5 years from now.
Well, the remote cameras, I used to do a lot of those. And we just had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago. I said, the day that they can make my camera remote to where I can do it from my basement in my underbridges and do two or three games on a Sunday.
You're happy.
I'm a happy guy.
I get it.
Can I sneak in a quick technical one? I was wondering, as a cameraman throughout the day, what are you capturing, like B-roll and experiences on the way in, the way out? Are you just, hey, it's time to go, and then commercial, I'm off, camera down? Or what is the actual work like at an event?
Okay. I did a fair amount of college this year for Fox. And that is all day. You're shooting player arrivals, bus arrivals, player warm-ups. It's all day. And in commercial, you're still shooting. The NFL is a lot more planned, I guess you could say. They have their own – we have our own E&G cameras that go out and shoot the player arrivals, that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of – for a 12 o'clock game, I'm picking up the camera about 11, I guess.
Yeah, but then, like, I know for Super Bowls and other things, you might be, like, out, if you're in Chicago shooting the bean or whatever. I mean, you're getting Chicago stuff to be able to be used in the game.
That has evolved to the point where they have specialty people
to go out
and shoot all of that.
But you used to do it. I mean, in London, you did everything.
And I'll tell you, the single best thing about LIV Golf is there's no early golf. You don't have a producer come running into the food tent and saying, hey, boys, Rich Beams, 3-under through 17. Let's get out there.
Yeah.
No, it's 1 o'clock. Everybody goes. No early golf. It's good.
All right. We're out of time. I knew this would go by fast. How many Emmys?
7.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's an incredible accomplishment.
Thank you.
All those years ago, starting out at WAND, and now you're traveling the world with some of the greatest athletes of our time, and more importantly, documenting it, so that the generations will be watching your footage. That's
God, now I'm going to have to try harder.
Yeah, okay.
I was mailing it in there for a while.
Jim Kimmons, we appreciate it. Kevin, we'll see you Monday.
Monday.
All right. We'll take a break for top of the hour. Clay coming up next. We got a lot to get to here today, folks. We'll be back with more right after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls' lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
What will the Supreme Court do this time? We may not find out until June, when it rules on the next big abortion case, a challenge to the FDA's approval of an abortion pill now more commonly used.
The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the FDA, saying their rule changes making it easier to get abortion drug mifepristone violated the law. But Supreme Court justices like Elena Kagan heavily questioned the group's attorney Aaron Hawley about whether the group even had standing or proper legal cause to sue. Hawley said, one client, a doctor, had to perform a procedure on a woman after she'd taken mifepristone.
She herself performed that.
That is correct.
And did she have an opportunity to object? Did she object?
No, Your Honor. Again, these are life-threatening situations.
The Biden administration's Solicitor General argued the real harm here would be to the drug approval process and women if the justices do not side with the FDA. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
That last big Supreme Court abortion ruling gave states the right to ban abortions, which President Biden brought up campaigning in North Carolina.
Trump proudly says, quote, after 50 years with no one coming close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade. That's a statement. You've seen it on television.
Now, former President Trump keeps claiming Democrats are trying to undermine his campaign with indictments and legal issues he calls election interference. In New York, less than 3 weeks before his first criminal trial is supposed to start, Judge Juan Merchan issued a gag order forbidding Trump comments about witnesses in the case or prosecutors or court staff or their families. The Trump campaign calls that unconstitutionally blocking his free speech rights. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blames the Manhattan District Attorney, telling Fox,
"This is Alvin Bragg, who's the Democrat DA, is a George Soros DA. He was elected with millions from George Soros, and this is a partisan abuse of power."
On Wall Street, stocks could rise this morning after recent selling. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
In the past five presidential election years, gold rose an average of 10%. This election year, where do you purchase gold for your portfolio? Don't believe the hype from the paid celebrities. Call me, America's gold expert, Dr. Mike Fulgence at Universal Coin and Bullion. I've advised attorney generals and the FTC on protections for you, the consumer, and I won't add ridiculous markups so you won't overpay for gold. Call Universal Coin and Bullion at 800-822-GOLD. That's 800-822-GOLD, 800-822-GOLD.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry. Where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces. From garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, then sunny, high 48. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 31. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 60. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. And this look at your weather, it's brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers and Company. Clay joins us from the Decatur Park District. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our Hickory Point Bank Invested segment for this month. We'll tell you about the Good Samaritan Inn. Company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I know the last couple of days have been a little challenging. It's a little colder, that wind and the rain, but we're almost there. And it's been a pretty overall mild winter and can't complain. If you want to complain, just look up north and the stuff they've been dealing with the last week. You could be literally on a golf course here having a conversation with somebody in Michigan and they're snowed in.
That's right.
Seems weird.
Yep.
But that's just sort of the kind of winter it's been. But we're almost there. And I saw a press release yesterday about a new carousel animal at Scoville Zoo. And it made me very happy. Not that I ride the carousel, but I enjoy it. Certainly I was around, you know, originally when that whole thing was conceived. And that sounds like somebody gave birth to it. When it was, you know, thought out and planned. And I remember the first donors and the animals. It's been there a long time, right?
It has. I can't tell you when it was erected, but I know it came from another zoo, I believe, and was resurrected at our zoo. And the zoo staff have been interested in adding an animal to the carousel for a while, and a private donor stepped up to help with that. And so, yeah, we've got a new animal.
All right, so it's a giraffe?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a favorite in my family. They love the giraffe, so we're making a special trip for the critter egg hunt, and we're going to go check out the carousel.
Awesome.
All right, that's this weekend, right?
That's exactly right.
We'll get into that conversation here in just a few. But when people do something like that, or they have an idea about something like that, you know, they just get a hold of Allie and go through the Parks Foundation, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If they want to make a gift or they've got a specific thing in mind they'd like to talk about.
Absolutely. Sometimes folks will call me and start the conversation with, hey, have you ever thought about this? And it's like, that's a great idea. Would you be willing to help with that?
Yeah.
Other times folks have specific requests that they want to see, whether it be a bench memorial or, in this case, you know, a new animal for the carousel. So, yeah, there's always opportunities and always conversations going on.
So that was Barb Janes.
Yes.
Kudos, Barb. Nice job. And the picture that was attached looks very nice.
Yes.
Can't wait to see it. So I guess this weekend then is the big day, opening day in the Critter Egg
House. Yeah, it is coming. Our zoo staff are frantically kind of getting all the final details rolled out for the zoo. So coming up this Saturday, zoo opens and we've got the Critter Egg Hunt. So that starts this Saturday, and the egg hunt will begin at 1:20 p.m. And that starts with a special needs egg hunt. We started this a few years ago for those children who need a little bit less stimuli and a little bit more quiet time. So we do their time at 1:20 p.m. And then there are hunts at 1:40, 1:55, and 2:10 for different age groups of kids. So the event is free out at the zoo. You can come out for children 10 and under, and special needs individuals will get into the zoo for free as well. And then everyone else just enjoys $3 zoo admission before and after the egg hunt.
Okay, so you do your $3 admission. You can go in, come out for the egg hunt and go back?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So that's a heck of a deal.
It is.
No
it is.
Charge for the event itself at all.
Correct. And Saturday is looking to be a great weather day.
Good. That's
yeah.
Feels like we've had two or three bad ones in a row. But saving it up for this weekend, Easter weekend. It's funny. I was trying to think back about the origin of the name Critter Egg Hunt, and I'm quite certain it had something to do with separation of church and state and not using the word Easter. And I'm not even sure kids today know what a critter is.
They know what egg hunt is. That's all that matters.
It's just right. One of those funny stories about like how something gets stuck to something, and then all these years later, it's still the Critter Egg Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it clear, you're not looking for critters' eggs.
That's a good point.
That could be like a whole weird, you know.
Yes.
Bring the Herp Aquarium into it, and yeah, I'm not. No,
you're
thank
out.
You. Yeah.
You're out. Clay, do you still rope it off for the different ages?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's it awesome.
Roped off for different heats. So
come on, you don't want to send the eighth graders out?
Oh, man.
That's an important thing, because over the years, I have heard families go, I don't want my kid to get ran over by the big kids or whatever, but it's always
They've
set up.
They've been doing that for years, yeah.
It's very easy.
Zoo staff have it down to the science. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
When I say we, I mean that very I'm not quite sure it was during my watch, but we used to have a great big one on the lawn at WSOY on Persian,
yeah.
Like the Christmas tree drop-off thing that turned around. And man, from what I understand, if memory serves me, it was people running across Pershing Road, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday. And you know what the traffic is like there that was like this is before risk management was a thing, and eventually had to go, yeah, no.
That was my first thought, right there on Pershing.
I think, was that like back in the early 80s?
It was for a long time. You'd have to ask Carolyn on the way out, but it was for a long time.
Wow.
A thing.
Yeah.
And then I think it went into the 90s. I don't think we were still doing it when I started, but I could be wrong, or it was right up. But that was nuts.
I'm pretty sure I remember parking with my mom at Kmart.
Yeah, that's the thing. Run across Pershing, not at the light, you know, right in the middle, to get to the lawn.
Safety. It's a thing now.
It is, but I also look back and I don't think anybody ever got hit by a car.
If they did, they put some dirt on it, got in, and then maybe get a Band-Aid at home.
Yeah. But yeah, not a good idea. But it worked for years. So now, safe environment, divided up by age groups, clear.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, everything's good to
it's
go.
It's a really nice day.
I've Doesn't mean you can't times. Twist an ankle. We can't completely foolproof life, but they've done everything they can.
Absolutely.
All right. So once again, that is
Saturday.
This Saturday, the special needs. Do they need to sign up for that or anything? That just starts at 1:20, and then the other heats are at 1:40. 1:55 and 2:10, and then zoo admission is $3.
Correct.
All right. So this time of year, what's everybody doing right now?
frantically preparing for spring opening. Right. And it's tough sometimes because we say summer's our busy season, but that's not true for all of our departments. The disc is busy year round. Arts is busy the year round. But summer is really the season that really kicks things into high gear with, you know, Splash Cove opening, mini golf opening, the amphitheater getting ready to open. So, yeah. And then you've got all the summer programming too that, we're doing registrations for right now. So it is frantic, and folks are starting to, you know, pick up the pace and have that look on their face like it's go time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of hiring going on. Lots of people coming in the office to do interviews, which is always great to see. And I like watching the first time high school kids who've never interviewed before come in the office, and they're sitting there in a chair shaking, kind of panicking. And I like to come over if I have an opportunity and to say, hey, how's it going? You know, calm down a little bit. So. Fun time.
Yeah, nothing intimidating about that. Let me point out how nervous you are, that it's obvious to all of us.
Quit
calm
sweating.
Down, Junior.
Quit sweating over here.
I offer them candy, like, welcome to
candy?
Breakfast. Yeah. Break the ice, man. Break
okay.
the ice.
Yeah, all right.
They don't know who I am, so, you know.
We've got other events, which we'll get to here, but I want to know how the construction project's going with the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Yeah.
There's so much of that's just out of your control. You know this, as, you know, being a project manager of things over the years, you know, weather, delays in materials, whatever it might be. There's a million ways you can get off track.
Well, knock on wood, this winter has been very good to us,
yeah.
And O'Shea has done an amazing job. They are right on track, on schedule. They're going to turn over the concessionary space to us next week so we can start putting the equipment back in and get everything organized and ready to go. Concrete will be all poured out by the end of next week as well. New signs should be going up. So yeah, things are coming along really well. We've got our first event in there in early May with our arts having their dance recital out there. So we're trying to get as done as we can before then. I might have some grass to install and things like that, but, it's coming along really nicely, and we are pleasantly surprised at where we are at with the Devon.
So. All right, so all thumbs
all
up.
All good go.
All right, good to know.
On that topic, have you you've obviously learned on the front of the house the, you know, what the fans and the customers needed, more space, more bathrooms, all that stuff being addressed. Have you had any artists that have tried to stretch your legs on the back of the house, like some things that they'd be interested in?
So what we're encountering is with the larger groups we're bringing in, you know, they have more people, they have more needs. If we could get more dressing room space eventually, that would be awesome. We're trying to talk about a catering solution to not have to run and get meals all the time and actually provide on-site catering in a more manageable way. So yeah, there's definitely that aspect of, you know, when the Devon was envisioned, I don't think anyone thought we would be to the point we're at where we're bringing in, you know, high B-list and sometimes A-list artists. And so it's a challenge, but, you know, artists are always willing to work with us. They know coming into it from the documents they get, what they're walking into when they get here and what the stage size is, what the dressing room situation is. And, they've always been willing to work with us. So
yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, and I don't know the original design concept of all that. I mean, I'm sure people talk to people that were involved with that kind of thing, right?
I think it was, and I remember after the first night when we had 38 Special, and it was like, oh my gosh, what have we done?
Yeah.
And we as a leadership team quickly realized, okay, this is going to be a real thing, and we're going to need to really staff it and really think through all of the items. So, I think it was envisioned that it would be more of that constant tribute band or local band type thing. But you know, Decatur showed up in a big way, and season ticket holders bought in early.
I just don't understand why there was doubt about that. I really don't.
I don't think there was doubt.
You
may know, but I think there was just a,
I think this
we're
what
not
we,
sure what's going
to
happen.
I think this is what we do to ourselves all the time in this community. I think we have like low self-esteem and we always tell ourselves it won't work and oh, they won't support it and they won't. I mean, I've just been involved in too many projects over the years to just listen to all of that. And I don't mean the haters. The haters hate everything. I mean, that's what they do professionally. Yeah. I'm talking about people in positions of, you know, that still lack the confidence that it's something we can do. Like there's something different about us than there is other places. And I just, I've seen too many opportunities where people, even in our defeats, like when a Decatur celebration goes away, we kept it 15 years longer than any other community, you know, keeping something like that.
Yeah.
But we never look at it that way. It's always the opposite.
Right.
And I think there were people, oh, we had a sitting council member, you know, call it a pipe dream. The Devin Lakes Ramsey.
Yeah, fortunately.
So, I mean, it's not just the naysayers on social media. Sometimes it's leadership.
Yeah. Fortunately, there was enough foresight to get the power supply enough to it, the stage dimensions enough, the technical kind of stuff to where you could go above and beyond maybe original purpose. So,
But I was involved in the original discussion. There was never a conversation. There was going to be just local bands. I mean, the whole idea was to build something incredibly unique with the setting and the lake and the whole nine yards and have something really treasured, by the people who live here and people who want to come visit. I mean, that was the concept from the beginning. That doesn't mean that was everyone's definition, right? Or you didn't get thinkers that, thought, well, let's just think small. I mean, it always seems like when anything's really successful, everybody acts surprised and then like you got to go back and then change the things. If everybody had that mindset from the very beginning, you wouldn't have to do all that. But that's life.
You got to charge forward with a positive attitude and things are going really well. And that's what we're doing right now with all the projects we've got going on. But, one of the things that's been a great, kind of this result of the Devin success is the fact that we are drawing people in from other communities and they are looking at our facilities and staying in our town and staying in our hotels and eating in our restaurants. And it's been a huge economic driver in the summer months for sure.
Yeah. And people love it. And that's why the season ticket holders, regardless of how you package this or whether you know all the bands or whether it doesn't matter.
No, they buy their season tickets before they even know what bands are coming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's a huge vote of confidence
support.
That you're doing it right and continuing to improve. All right. A couple other events coming up. You got your daddy-daughter play night, senior luncheon.
Yeah, we have the mommy-son play night. Now we're having the daddy-daughter play night on April 5th, and that's where girls age 4 to 12 can come with their dads and enjoy a night of activities and music and bounce houses, rock balls, photo booth, pizza, all that kind of stuff. So check-ins at 6 o'clock, pizza's at 6:30. You get to play from 6 to 9, and it's just $35 per couple with $15 additional charge for another sibling. So we had a huge turnout for the mommy-son play night. I hope the daddy-daughter one will be just as strong because it was great to see all those folks at the disc having fun.
All right, senior luncheon.
Yeah, so we don't talk about these on the show very often, but we're getting more and more momentum out there at the Scoville Activity Center. So on Tuesday, April 9th, will be our next senior luncheon. You do need to RSVP by April 3rd. You can call the office and we'll get you connected with the right people. But this is just a great opportunity to come out, socialize with other folks. You get a great catered meal. This month is by the Basket Case Catering. And then there'll be bingo following lunch. There'll be socialization, all kinds of just great things for seniors. So we encourage seniors to come out to senior luncheon Tuesday, April 9th. Again, you need to RSVP by April 3rd, but we'll get you a lunch.
All right. And then Devin Lakeshore Amphitheater. We got an announcement to make today, but tickets are on sale for Blackberry Smoke, right?
Yep. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Thursday at 10 a.m. for Blackberry Smoke with special guest Stack and Eights. That show is Sunday, July 7th at 7 p.m. And, Blackberry Smoke's an American country rock band. They're kind of like Whiskey Myers if you listen to them. And we're excited to welcome Blackberry Smoke.
All right.
And then we've got the Arena Rock Show on Friday, June 17th at 7 p.m. That's going on sale as well.
June 14th.
Sorry, June 14th. Yes, thank you, Brian.
That's okay.
And so that's a high-energy tribute to classic rock and roll. They'll be performing classic rock tunes from artists like Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses. That's my kind of music. So, again, those two shows go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then today we have a Devin concert announcement that Sean Kingston is coming to the Devin on Thursday, July 11th. And Sean is a Jamaican-American singer and rapper. He's got hits like Beautiful Girls, Take You There, and Fire Burning. So that is an add-on show to the season ticket package. So it is not part of the package, but it is an add-on show. And season ticket holders will receive an email with details on how to get tickets through a pre-sale opportunity. Tickets are just $55 for the pit, $65 for reserved, $45 for terrace, and $35 for the lawn.
All right, plus any fees.
Yeah.
And those fees, by the way, I know we say this every week, but get your tickets through e-ticket, through the Devon website, to get to the ticket place where you need to go.
Every single time you purchase tickets or you hear a coworker or a friend talking about purchasing tickets, remind them only buy from e-ticks.
Yeah. And if you go directly through the Devon to there, then you have no concerns about being anywhere else.
Correct. 100%.
DevonAmphitheater.com, by the way, is the website. All right, Clay, we appreciate it. Have a great day. Right,
thanks, Brian.
Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, then sunny, a high of 48, and then tonight mostly clear, low of 31. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 60, and Friday, partly sunny with a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:24. This look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Spring into fashion at the Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel. Fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags and soft fuzzy bunnies for your Easter celebrations. Remember, Easter is early this year, so don't delay. And if you're looking for a fun girls' lunch, join us at the Decatur Club for informal modeling on March 27th. You don't have to be a member for this open dining experience. Call Jeff for reservations. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, downtown Decatur.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, vendors, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Very, very, very busy show for you here today. Just one of those days where everything sort of lands, and it all lands at once. We're trying our best to squeeze it all in. We've got TOPS coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll do our Hickory Point Bank Invested monthly guest appearance. We'll also check in with Millikan University and Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare. That's just coming up in the next couple of hours. We also have, I don't know if you... Did you see Justin Thomas? Which late night show was he on?
I didn't see him on it.
I know I have this stupid, you know, like when you're looking at your email and you're going, I know it's there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know where it is. He was on one of the late night shows, and I guess he being interviewed about Full Swing, the Netflix series, which is pretty entertaining and worth watching if for nothing else. Literally the...
He was on Colbert.
Colbert, okay. The final two episodes about the Ryder Cup are fantastic.
Okay.
But anyway, he had a Michael Jordan golf story that he told Stephen Colbert, and thus the, you know, hundreds of millions of people, you know, have watched it. When he was a kid, like a kid, 11 or 15, I remember, like 111 pounds, and Michael Jordan came to play at his dad's golf course where his dad worked. And he got invited to play the last seven holes, and Jordan just called him little man, and the money game going on that Jordan told the other players not to tell him how much because he didn't want to make him nervous. But I think he birdied the kid four of the seven holes that he played and ended up buying his first car, after that day because his take was $4,000.
Oh, wow. It's hilarious. Also sounds like Jordan.
Doesn't it? But can you imagine having this 111-pound kid out there beating you at golf? I mean, that had to drive Jordan nuts.
Had to. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. I've got to go back and watch that.
So you said that's how he ended up paying for his first car.
That's awesome.
It was seven holes with Michael Jordan.
I got Michael Jordan money.
He wasn't playing on Georgia's team. He was on the other guy's team. I know. Yeah. It was funny stuff. All right. We have, man, I don't even know where to begin. It's one of those days where we're just jam-packed, and I just have line item after line item after line item of things I'd like to talk about.
I don't have a whole lot of time.
No, we don't. Maybe some of it will have to squeeze in tomorrow morning. Some of it's evergreen. I did see some interesting documentaries on the way. Paul Simon, Gene Wilder, and Steve Martin.
I'm very interested in the middle one, Gene Wilder. And then I'm growing on Steve Martin.
What do you mean growing on Steve Martin?
He was kind of corny to me at different times in his career. I like what he's doing now.
He's had an unbelievable career.
Grammy-winning career.
Yeah, all over the place career.
He has.
Reinvented himself many, 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 many times. It's a two-parter. Anyway, we've got to take a break for news, and we'll give you some of those details. Plenty of guests coming up. Mark Topper right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. DPD has released portions of the body-worn cameras and in-car video from the officers involved in the shooting on March 18th. During a press conference, Police Chief Shane Brandel also released the names of the officers involved, Dawson Roberts and Tanner Brummett, both two-year veterans of DPD. The suspect who was shot was identified last week as 38-year-old Rocky Dupin of Decatur. In the videos, officers can be seen ordering Dupin to the ground. After beginning to comply, Dupin stands up despite warnings from the officers before pulling a pellet gun from his jacket. State police are investigating the shooting. The videos are available on DPD's website. History of the Heartland is hosting the third annual Stained Glass Stories Tour on May 19th. They're looking for local churches to participate. There's no fee for any churches or the public during the tour. For more info, you can message the History of the Heartland Facebook page. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Federal investigators have collected the data recorder from the ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Divers are looking for six bodies.
Investigations into what happened aboard the cargo ship Dolly are in progress. The Mayday call from its crew is credited with saving lives.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now.
Those six victims were part of a construction crew working on the bridge early Tuesday when the ship smashed into the bridge, destroying it.
Fox's Evan Brown. There's one big Mega Millions lottery winner, a ticket sold in New Jersey for the $1.1 billion jackpot.
It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If the winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get over $537 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each winning $1 million.
Fox's Chris DeMeo, America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
At Brincotta Realtors, we're not just here to facilitate transactions. We're here to build lasting relationships. We believe that the heart of every successful real estate journey lies in the connections we make and the partnerships we create. Loyalty isn't handed out, it's earned. That's why we're dedicated to earning your trust every step of the way. Discover the difference at Brincotta Realtors, building bonds beyond your home. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brincotta.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy to start, then sunny, high of 48. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 31. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 60. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is already 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the NFL.
Well, this is confusing, Brian, and I'm not trying to confuse listeners, but the NFL adopted a major rules change, and it's difficult to picture when you describe it to people, and it's happening in the National Football League, a league that just doesn't often gravitate toward big changes, but it is the way the kickoff will be conducted, and they've fashioned it after the way the XFL is doing it. And if you think about it, kickoff returns, I'm thinking about Devin Hester of the Bears, who was phenomenal, and that was an exciting, exciting play. Those have essentially been legislated out of the game by design because of injuries, concussions. When you think about the kickoff play, this is where you've got one group of guys running full speed with a big head of steam in one direction and one group of guys running full steam in the other direction, and major head-on collisions. You can see why there are injuries, why there are concussions, and in trying to protect players, they legislated it out. They figured out ways to basically reduce the number of kickoffs that were being returned from like 80 or 90% down to 20%. It's all touchbacks anymore. And the new rule will return kick returns, but the way it looks when teams line up is going to just, people are going to go, what in the world is that? In trying to describe it, the kicking team, the kicker will still kick off from the 35-yard line, from their 35-yard line. But now, the other people on the kickoff team, the coverage group, they will line up at the opponent's 40-yard line. And at least nine members of the return team will line up in what they're calling a setup zone between the 30 and the 35. And then you can have two return guys in what they call the landing zone between the goal line and the 20. So basically, no one can move other than the kicker and the two return guys. No one can move until the ball either hits the ground or hits a player in the landing zone. So these are going to be slower speed crashes. But I think the inventiveness of special teams coordinators is going to allow them to come up with some things that might spring these guys on big returns. And the XFL had a lot of success with it. More than 90% of their kickoffs are returned. And I think it'll add some excitement to the game. And we've already seen some reaction. You know, Nick and I were talking before we went on the air. Pittsburgh Steelers signed Cordell Patterson, who's a known effective kick return guy, and signed him to a couple-year deal. And I think primarily because of this, because now all of a sudden the return guy is important again. You know, it's hard to imagine this, but Devin Hester, until this rule change, Devin Hester would not have been a guy teams would be interested in signing because the rules would not allow him to return the ball. And so we're going to get to see that. It will look crazy when you see it the first time. You're going to have to see it a few times to figure out how in the world does this actually work. I think the perfect kickoff will be very high and drop down at about the 5-yard line. And we'll see. It's going to put a new impetus on the way kickers kick the ball, on the way coverage people do it, but particularly on the way special teams coordinators come up with some creativity to get some excitement going as games begin or the first play after a score.
All right. On the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we'll do a little NCAA tournament talk. This look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank. FNB Quality. Member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's get to the tournament.
Well, we're to the Sweet 16 for both the men's and the women's tournament. In the men's tournament, four teams going at it tomorrow when action resumes, including Illinois playing Iowa State in Boston at 9:10 p.m. I know that's a late game. I've already bumped into people that said I can't stay up that late, and I don't know what to do. I can't help you. I can't get it moved up earlier. Other games tomorrow night are going to be Clemson, Arizona at 6:09, and then a repeat of last year's national championship game, San Diego State and UConn at 6:39, Alabama, North Carolina at 8:39, and then Illinois in the late show at 9:09. So UConn and North Carolina are number one seeds. Arizona and Iowa State are number two seeds. Illinois a three, Alabama a four, San Diego State a five, and Clemson a six. What stands out there is you're not hearing any crazy long shot teams that made it. These are really good teams that are going to go at it. Then on Friday, the other two number one seeds, Purdue and Houston, are in action. The other two number two seeds, Marquette and Tennessee, are in action. There's a three, that's Creighton, a four, that's Duke, a five, that's Gonzaga, and the only remaining double-digit seed, North Carolina State, as an 11 seed. And so when you see this gauntlet that Illinois would have to run, it is a massive task to now begin a four-game winning streak. But some team from this point forward is going to win four in a row. That's how you become the national champion. And Illinois hot right now. I mean, all these teams are playing great right now. Illinois won 9 of 10. Their only loss in the last 10 was that Purdue game when they lost at home and were tied with them with a couple minutes to go and didn't finish the game as well as they would like to. I went back and watched the tape of the Iowa State-Washington State game in this tournament to just sort of refamiliarize myself with Illinois' opponent tomorrow night. And Iowa State is so good defensively. They will blitz you on double and triple teams. When you throw the ball to the side or to the corner, they will run at you full speed and try to trap you over there, try to panic you into crazy passes. Turnovers will be the key in this game. And if you watch Illinois, they make some turnovers. They dribble into trouble. Marcus Damask does it. Terrence Shannon does it. Coleman Hawkins does it. The guys who handle the ball the most, they do that some, so they're going to really have to be careful in this one tomorrow night. The women resume on Friday. They will play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, all the number one seeds are still alive, South Carolina, Iowa, Southern California, and Texas. Iowa plays Colorado Saturday, 2:30 on ABC, and by the end of play on Monday, we will have reduced all these fields. It's 130-some teams, whatever it started out in both tournaments, down to four men's teams and four women's teams. The men will play their final four in Glendale, Arizona. The women will play their final four in Cleveland, Ohio. So we get going again tomorrow, and it will be fun. Illinois, Iowa State, 9:10. You can listen to it here on WSOY.
All right, my friend. Have a great day, and we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. It's amazing that just a couple of years ago, the story at this time was how shoddy the conditions were for the women's turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot that was last year.
No, it was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Maybe three.
I'd forgotten that story.
But I'm saying it wasn't very long ago.
Now where we've come to.
Yeah. I mean, and not all that long ago where they weren't even playing under the March Madness banner or imaging.
Right.
It was just the NCAA women's tournament. It wasn't part of the package.
I don't think there's any going back.
No, I'm not. This isn't a warning shot. I'm just saying it's just amazing
how fast. Cool. Yeah.
You know, it's in a world that doesn't like change, it's been a pretty amazing thing to watch.
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll have our Hickory Point Bank invested monthly interview. I saw an Instagram poll by ESPN on Red Bull.
Red Bull Racing?
Yeah. I don't know who does the social media for Red Bull. You know, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, I'm sure they have a staff that takes care of their social media, don't you think? I mean,
of course they do.
Well, I mean, I just don't know how big. I don't know how.
It's huge.
Well, what are you basing that on? I mean,
you've seen enough behind the scenes of the production of things that they actually, they'll go book film sets to do Instagram posts. I mean, it's got to be, you know, a small team for sure.
They got smoked on this thing yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Because the poll was, who do you want to see drive for Red Bull next year? Meaning that it's conclusive. And they've got Carlos Sainz in a Red Bull, like, you know, photoshopped. They've got Fernando Alonso in a Red Bull photoshopped. And then they have Danny Rick in a Red Bull. And they're just getting torched, mainly by Hispanic populations going, how in the world, even if Checo's not the guy, do you figure that it's going to be Danny Ricciardo?
Right.
Like, do you even know the sport?
Wait, are you saying Red Bull themselves?
No, ESPN. Oh,
okay. I was like, wait a minute.
ESPN.
No, oh, gosh.
And basically, it's like, do you guys even know the sport? I mean, do you even watch?
I read a report, which is not a real report, but more a sourcing saying that he's got two races to turn it around.
I think it's the Nick DeVries model. They've already set the tone.
Yeah.
Six races, right? Well,
they've got enough data that if he doesn't turn this thing.
But I mean, six races was what Nick DeVries had last year.
Yeah, he's done nothing. There's no reason.
And I'm not rooting against him.
I love Daniel
Ricciardo. I'm really not. He was my favorite guy at the very beginning, and he was everybody's favorite guy when Drive to Survive
started. Very likable.
Yeah.
Very talented, just not doing it now.
But you got a guy who's literally second in points, was runner-up last year. I mean, you can argue he may not be there next year. That's a fair argument. Mm-hmm. I mean, even as his biggest fan, I will concede that argument. But the idea that they're going to take him out to put Daniel Ricciardo in is insane.
Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It's just people kind of covering F1, right?
Yep.
Now, Alonso, maybe. I don't know that Alonso wants to be Max Verstappen. There are some scenarios I see him fitting into and some I don't.
Yeah. A lot of talk to him to Mercedes.
Yes. And then I saw Mike Crack's statement about how upset they were that people were accusing him of being intentionally dangerous or trying to hurt George Russell in the race, that they viciously fought that penalty and that he's using every tool in the toolbox as an experienced racer, basically saying, quit crying and get over it. Right. Everybody out here is a professional.
Right.
You don't get to run up on my rear thinking I'm just going to keep doing the same thing, so you can just keep running up on my rear.
Right.
I have a right to defend the chunk that I have.
Yep.
He's wily, man. I love the guy.
Yeah, he's great for the sport. A lot of fun. But
what you see him do with George Russell or my guy, Checo, last year in Brazil, right, is he just sometimes you go, oh, that's what 370 Grand Prix look like.
Yeah. Got those sharp elbows.
But also the brain.
Yes.
To put it all together at 200 miles an hour.
That's exactly right. Very smart guy.
Wily. All right, let's take the break. When we get back here, Hickory Point Bank Invested. You can check out all the podcasts on our website. Just go to the Invested page. And once a month, we bring their folks in and the organizations they support. Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to break a little news.
Nice.
It's all just a crazy show. Stay tuned. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. You know, they're award-winning, Ethiopian. Get it at Kroger. Get the K-Cups. Get the machine. Get whatever you want. I mean, they're everywhere, right?
Goes good with donuts.
Goes good. I mean, there's nothing it doesn't go with.
Right. I was just being topical.
I'm just saying you don't even need anything to go with. Stand alone, it's perfect.
It's just good.
All right. The magic is in our beans.
Two down, four to go.
Go Illini! We'll see you in Boston, Massachusetts.
It's the Fighting Illini and the Iowa State Cyclones in the Sweet 16.
Here's an alley-oop to Gary for the flush.
Join us Thursday, live from TD Garden in Boston. Our coverage begins at 8 p.m. on your home for Fighting Illini basketball.
WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
What's Up, Doc? A brand new medical podcast brought to you by Decatur Orthopedic Center. Join Dr. Sams and Dr. Sullivan as they take a peek behind the drapes into the world of orthopedics. They will explore the newest trends in orthopedics, sports injuries, and musculoskeletal health. These leading orthopedic surgeons will go into detail about surgery, life as a surgeon, and the impacting change of orthopedics. Find What's Up Doc at nowdecatur.com under the podcast section or anywhere you get your podcasts.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com. Don't miss the 2024 Career Fair at Richland Community College, Thursday, March 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Schilling Salons. Employers will have a great opportunity to meet with prospective community members and students searching for internships, job shadowing, or deciding on their career path. Anyone searching for their next career opportunity is encouraged to attend. Just visit Richland Community College on Facebook for more information, and be sure to stop by Richland Community College on March 28th from 11 to 3 for the 2024 Career Fair.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What are we doing today, bump music-wise?
Classic rock sleepers. Songs that aren't
put you to sleep?
I can't put you to sleep. Black Sabbath wouldn't put you to sleep.
I'm not a fan. I guess it's sort of, you get old enough and everything's classic. I mean, it all just goes into one category.
Well, it was from a long time ago. Oh. Voodoo Child, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, but see, I don't put Jimi Hendrix and Black Sabbath don't go together. I mean, that's not even in the same category. Mm-hmm. But some kid, you know, at Spotify goes, well, it's classic.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
Black Sabbath was like the birth mother of like all the hair bands and the metal bands and Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones and the Doors. And you know what I mean? There were different categories. You can't just say 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough.
I'm a stickler on that. That's how Red Bull ended up with Danny Ricciardo in that poll. All right. Hey, every month, final Wednesday of every month, we have our friends from Hickory Point Bank in, and just as importantly, the organizations that they support, serve on boards, help raise money, do all the things that they do in the community, which is pretty amazing. Peggy Myers and I have been doing this for a long time. How long, Peggy?
Oh, I've been here in Decatur working for 30-plus years now. Came back home after leaving for a short time.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
You blink, and here we are all these years later. But you've always been somebody out and involved in the community. Why?
Why? It just really is, to me, when you feel like you've been fortunate enough in your life, you need to and should feel compelled to give back and to serve others. And I really do think that that's at the heart of what we talk about at the bank when we say we're invested. It isn't a tagline. It's kind of who we are and what we do. The members of the mortgage team have been volunteering at the Good Samaritan Inn for more than 10 years.
Okay, and regularly. How did that originally start?
Well, individuals at Good Samaritan Inn reached out. We're looking for volunteers in the community.
Okay.
And we stepped up. Just took one person signing up to go over and serve lunch one time, and word spread. I asked the staff before I came today, why is it for 10 years you've wanted to go in there and do this? And they're like, the guests that come in for lunch are so appreciative. It's such a positive attitude, and they leave feeling really charged and good about what's happening in our community. And the facility is so organized and well-run. They just really love it.
Okay. You made an important point there. You know, the company can have a great culture, right? Mm-hmm. But it still comes down to individuals. You know, that one person that sort of got the ball rolling, right? We've found this over the years. You got to have kind of a little champion inside that will go, hey guys, you know, rally around, let's do something. And then, and I think that's just natural in people, because a lot of people will go, oh yeah, and then follow and do good things. But sometimes you just need to be that voice.
Yes, absolutely. Step up. take that first step. There are so many great organizations in our community that could use some support, and the Good Samaritan Inn provides a real great opportunity for our staff to give back.
Okay, so Nikki Besser's with us from Good Samaritan Inn. Can we call it Good Sam? Do people still say that?
I would love that.
Okay.
So long.
Well, you know, it is about branding sometimes when you're out there competing for charitable dollars and volunteer hours and all of that. But I want you to do a real basic breakdown for people who maybe know the name but are completely unfamiliar with what you guys do.
Sure. So the Good Samaritan Inn, or Good Sam, we've served the community for over 40 years. Most people know about our noon meal. That's really been our flagship, why we were started. And we started that in 1982. And we've been in a couple buildings, but now we're over on Union Street, just behind Grace United Methodist Church. We serve either a hot meal or sack lunch to those in need 365 days a year. And truly 365, we don't close holidays, Sundays. We are open every single day. And lately, we've been serving, I would say, anywhere from 150 to 250 people on any given day.
Okay. Why does that fluctuate so much?
Well, during the month, it kind of starts slow when people get their benefits at the beginning of the month and as they run out. So there's that.
Okay.
But of course, things going on in the world affect everyone. So, you know, interestingly enough, during COVID, our numbers were way actually down. You know, people had more money on their benefits packages. Also, some of them weren't comfortable coming and eating in a congregate setting. So when I started in 2020, you know, we were under 100 every day. And then really when it really ramped up was really between July and December of last year. You know, we averaged out 1,000 more meals per month in 2023 versus 2022. But the real increase was July to December. So we're seeing, you know, 50 to 70 more meals per month in those 6 months. And I think some of that is inflation. I think some of that is, some of the benefits were decreased. Just also whenever there's uncertainty, I think people seek these services preemptively. We were just talking the other day that people financially plan whether they're, you know, a stockbroker on Wall Street or whether they're people that are coming into our dining room. They still have this idea of I better prepare. Things are coming, or, you know, if they get worried.
Okay. So, when you started doing the takeout, was that during COVID or was that part of it before?
So,
or did that just intensify during?
Sure. So in the past, they'd always done it here and there if they happened to get, like, let's say bread in or something.
All right. But, so you used to do sandwiches or something.
Yeah. But when I started, so back in college, I used to volunteer, I went to University of Illinois in Champaign. So I used to volunteer at the Catholic Worker House. They always did sack lunches to go. So it was something that I was interested in bringing. You know, we have some people that have anxiety or maybe they're lawn care workers. They don't want to leave their equipment. Things. So it's something that we talked about and we've done different versions, but now what we've settled on is you get a hot lunch or a sack lunch, and we limit our sack lunches to 75 a day. So at the beginning of the month, we usually do around around more like 50 a day. But by the end of the mid to end month, we're getting rid of all 75 or going out. And so that's unique lunches. So they have a hot lunch or sack lunch.
Okay. And so how many volunteers does that take to do that every day?
So we do 2 to 3 from 9 to 11 prep.
Okay.
We do 5 to 7 from 11 to 1 to serve. And over the course of a year, we don't take that unique volunteer number, but we would say 400 to 600 volunteers anywhere between those numbers a year. We had over 8,000 volunteer hours last year, which meant that we could have had one person volunteering 24 hours a day for the entire year.
All right. So you can be like Peggy and the crew from Hickory Point Bank, right? I mean, right. I'm assuming you get people that are regular return. I mean, people who sign up and come due days or however that works.
Yeah. So we have places like Hickory Point Bank. They commit to 4 volunteers, 11 to 1, on the last Wednesday of the month. But we have some some groups that take a full day. We have some groups that just bring one person. You don't have to fill
up. So there's a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, or you can just sign up when we have open dates one time as you're available.
And how do they find out about that?
Sure. So the easiest way, we have a volunteer form on our website you can fill out. You can follow us on Facebook. We'll post dates. You can join in our email list. We'll send out dates. You can call.
What's the website?
It's www.goodsamaritaninn.org.
You'll spell Samaritan wrong.
Yeah.
It's one of those
I
words.
I changed our email addresses. It used to be at goodsamaritaninn.org. I was like, I'm not saying that over the phone. I changed them to Good Sam Inn.
So there you go. That makes a lot of sense.
Brian, I've been there too with students probably about 6 times, and we've done where in the morning we've helped them clean. It's a well clean and well lit facility anyway, but just routine cleaning, giving out lunches, packing lunches, serving food, bussing the tables, and watching the people and interacting with the people has always been a joy for the students. And I think it's eye opening, you know, to see peers and people in their community, and maybe they had different thought of what they were going to run into. Instead, they just ran into people,
yeah,
and they left feeling pretty good about it.
It's amazing what human interaction will do. We live in a world where it's so easy to be whatever because there's some wall between you and the other mm-hmm. person. But when you do see things with your own two eyes and meet people in person, it's a way different experience. So please, take the example of Hickory Point Bank and all the things they do in the community support and become a regular volunteer. Now, we only got like 30 seconds left here, but you're going to a new job.
I am, yeah. I took a job with the Macon County Conservation District, but our programming is in great hands. I'll be there still for another month, and they're already in the process of hiring, and I am confident. You know, it's what I've been telling people. Yeah, of course, I'm not saying the director's not important or their staff's not important, but the mission is what people believe in. It's what they support, and it's what will continue, and so you can be confident in our programs. We have so much going on. We just launched our donuts Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. You can walk up and buy donuts, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and that's doing great. So come out and see us right at our building. We have our Mercy Market about to launch every Saturday morning in Preston Jackson Park downtown, 8 a.m. to noon. So just a lot going on.
Okay. And so people can find out about that at the website.
Absolutely.
As well. All right. Well, listen, thank you for your service and good luck to you in the next phase of your career. I'm sure that's also one of our great hidden gems in this community.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
It's an amazing thing. So good luck to you in that. And Peggy, thank you. Good seeing you again. Always a pleasure.
Nice to see
and,
you.
And please pass along our thanks to all your colleagues that go that day every month and do the good things that they're doing.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break for top of the hour. When we get back, we've got a Millikan professor fresh back from Ukraine, and we're going to get her thoughts. You know, she runs the whole trafficking department there, and she was there on a study, you know, session, basically, and we'll find out what she saw on the ground in Ukraine. A little later today, Tanya Andrix will be in from Cross.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.